Welcome to the build-up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
We have to get on to talk about boxing. It's a massive weekend for boxing fans in general, but particularly Irish fans with Katie Taylor fighting. So let's chat to Jason Quigley. Jason, it's a big weekend in boxing. We'll start obviously with Katie Taylor against Christina Leonardo too. This is Katie going up in weight, looking to become a two-weight world champion. This could be a brilliant, brilliant night for Irish boxing.
Yeah, this can be a fabulous night for Katie Taylor and yet another milestone on Katie's career to date. You know, she's been phenomenal throughout her career, amateur and professional so far. And this is another major stepping stone for Katie Taylor on Saturday night. And I think she's gonna be on her game on Saturday night because there's going to be a lot of people doubting her and there's a lot of question marks over her last victory over Delphine Persoon. So this is one now for Katie Taylor to get back in there. And we all know Katie, how determined she is. And she's going to put on a show come the weekend.
Is there any worry that she could end up in a situation like the Persoon one? Leonardo too actually lost to Persoon as well at lightweight before moving up. Is there any danger that Katie could get caught on the hop here?
I don't think so, not with Katie Taylor. You know, there's a lot of fighters out there that can blow hot and cold, but I think Katie Taylor is one of those top professionals that trains every day, works hard at everything, leaves no stone unturned, and I think Katie Taylor is going to go on, and I think Katie is going to be looking to put on a real show, a real masterclass now, and to show and to prove to all those doubters from her last fight that she is the real deal, and set up another massive fight with Persoon.
Jason, I don't know if you saw Michael Caruth come out during the week there and say that he hopes that Taylor finishes after this fight, that she's achieved everything that she has. But just from your own perspective, like, I don't necessarily know if that's true. And I think that people might look at her and look at the fact that she's a world champion and now could potentially become a two-weight world champion. But then there's also, like, what this fight opens her up to. There's, you know, the possibility of fighting a catchweight against Celia Brankhurst. You see the Amanda Serrano fight is still there. That could be a super fight on the other side of the States as well. Like, this does still feel like it's a rising Katie Taylor story.
Without a doubt, like, there's so many people can look in at Katie Taylor's career, and there's so many people that can give advice on Katie Taylor's career. But there's one thing that we don't know, and that's the goals and the targets that Katie Taylor has set for herself. And we all know Katie Taylor from the past, and she doesn't set no bars too low for herself. So I can't see her calling it a day after this fight. I think that she's going to set up two or three potential massive fights with a great performance in her next fight this weekend. And that is really going to stamp Katie Taylor's legacy in women's boxing, and I think that she can do that, and that is something that she's going to want to do, because we all know the type of her, how determined she is, how focused she is, and most importantly, how determined she is to be the best, to be the greatest woman boxer ever. This is a goal and a name of Katie Taylor's that she wants, and I think that this fight now at the weekend is only really going to be a stepping stone to that legacy and to creating that greatness that Katie Taylor wants.
Katie walks around at 142 pounds. This fight's at 140. Is that an advantage that she doesn't have to make much of a weight cut, or is what's the ideal situation there?
Every human being is different. Every boxer is different. You know, there's some fighters that they can drop 10 to 15 pounds in weight, even more sometimes, depending on the length of period of the training camps and things like that and how much they blow up. And that can work for them mentally, thinking that I've dropped down so much weight, I'm so much more bigger and physically stronger. And there's some people that it takes a lot out of them mentally, dieting, training on an empty stomach, you know, things like that there can take a performance down a level for some fighters. I think for Katie Taylor, she's been an all-round professional in her career so far. She's had a massive experience throughout the amateurs, which you never really blew up too much in weight either. You were always a few kilos just over your weight division. And I think that this is going to suit Katie Taylor. You know, I think that this is going to be more toward the line that she was as an amateur. Not too much over her weight division, just boiling down nice and gradually before the fight, coming in strong, able to eat what she wants, when she wants, be fully fueled up for training sessions, be fully fueled up for fight night, everything like that there. So I think this is going to work in Katie Taylor's favor because of the way that she's going to be able to keep fully hydrated, plenty of food in the system when she's training. I think that this training camp, because of the weight cuts, not that much, that is going to be been really a great training camp for Katie Taylor this time around.
You spoke of him earlier on, and speaking of moving up a weight class, Canelo Alvarez against Sergey Kovalev this weekend as well. Canelo's got up two weight classes. Could he be maybe taking on a little bit too much here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this is why this fight is so interesting, because Sergey Kovalev is a massive light heavyweight. He's a big puncher. They call him the Crusher for a reason, but everybody has seen in Kovalev's recent performances, not as great, not as good as he used to be. There's been a few stories out there and videos of him not living the life, getting pissed off every now and then. He's pushing on in age. Is he getting over the hill? So there's so many question marks in this fight that makes this so exciting. And then you have the likes of Canelo that is in his prime right now. I think Canelo's getting better with every fight. People think of Canelo Alvarez and they think of a strong, come-forward, tough fighter. But as we've seen with the likes of Golovkin, as we've seen with the likes of Jacobs, his head movement, his boxing skills, everything is really improving with Canelo. And I think it's going to take one hell of a performance from Kovalev or one hell of a punch from Kovalev to do the damage in Canelo. So this is going to be a very, very interesting fight. But I think, and I'm going to go with the younger, fresher, living the better life, Canelo Alvarez.
Just wondering, Jason, how big a deal Canelo is for boxing in general, because obviously you've lived in the States for a few years there. You kind of know what it's like over there. We obviously get a lot of their media. But like, it seems to me that, you know, there's a boxing kind of media there that'll cover Golovkin and Lomachenko and all of these guys, but there's the general sports media kind of only really come alive for certain people. And to be honest, since Mayweather's kind of stepped off, Canelo's really the only guy there at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, Canelo's the king of boxing right now. He's the face of boxing right now, and I think that it's the way that he fights also. You know, he's a big puncher. He leaves men sleeping. You can see in boxing, you get so many great, talented fighters, but if they don't have that knockout punch, if they don't have that punch to put somebody on their ass, it doesn't get the general public, the general fight fans excited. And Canelo has that. But I think also with the Mexican following, they're known to be such a proud country. They're very same as the Irish, I think. You know, the way that the Irish can get behind their fighters and everything like that, I think the Mexicans are very similar. And I think Canelo has about four or five top ingredients to be the face of boxing. What he does have, as it is, the Mexican following, where he's from, the style of his fight, and who he's fighting. He's not ducking guys. He's getting in there, he's challenging himself, he's moving up and down the weights, he's fighting the best in the divisions, he's making the right moves at the right time, he's in his prime, and I think that Canelo Alvarez is the face of boxing, and deservedly so.
You're a good man now for these predictions. We've had you on a few times and you've been going well so far. I'm not going to ask you for Katie's because she's a massive favourite. Canelo is also a pretty big favourite here. He's 1-4 on Ladbrokes. But have you got any more of a detailed prediction here other than just the win, get better value here than 1-4?
Yeah, well, I think with Katie's fight, I think that Katie's going to go in there, and I think that she's going to outbox us here now at the weekend. I think that I can't pronounce her name, so that's why I'm not saying it. So I think Katie Taylor's going to come away a unanimous decision victory, comfortable enough. There could be a few rounds where it gets a little bit close because of the weight difference and moving up in weight and things like that, but I think Katie Taylor will control this fight and won the unanimous decision. And then we have Canelo then against Krasher Kovalov. I think that this fight, as I said already, I'm going to go with Canelo. I'm going to go with a points decision one for Canelo Alvarez. What's the possibility? And I'm only going with this because of Kovalov's last fight. Yard had him gone a few times, and I don't think Yard is anywhere near the capability that Canelo has. So I'm going to go with a unanimous decision victory for Canelo with the possibility of a late stoppage also.
Finally, I suppose, Jason, just a quick word on the undercard for Katie Taylor as well. And we've got Anthony Corrala, who I think is kind of a testament to perseverance. He's one of the most likable boxers in the division, really, at the minute. It's kind of nice for him, isn't it, to see him get a night like this in Manchester to say goodbye to what was a pretty great career.
Yeah, I think this is the way that boxing should go. You know, boxing can be a very ruthless sport. It can just use you when you're in your prime and throw you out the window whenever you're past it or whenever your time's finishing up. But I think this is very good for Corrala now. I think he's going to get his one last dance on the dance floor now, and he's going to go in there, he's going to enjoy it, and I really hope he gets a good victory and can finish his career with a good victory, because everyone knows he's a lovely fella, he works hard, he's always been an underdog throughout his whole career. People says he wouldn't even want a British title, and he went on to become a world champion, so this is a great send-off for Anthony Corrala, and he deserves every bit of it.
Jason, we haven't talked to you since you announced that you've started working with Andy Lee. Just wondering how all that's going, how's your camp going, and when we're looking to see you in the ring again. I think we were talking early December last time.
Yeah, everything's been going great now. It's been me and Andy and Paddy Donovan are in training away, working our asses off every day. Everything's been going great. I'm enjoying it. I'm happy. You know, I'm a lot closer to home. Everything's starting to fall into place for me in those terms. And, you know, as I say, look, it's all about enjoying it. And enjoying it with a smile on your face, able to bite down in your gums, you grit it out, and put in the hard work also. And everything is blending lovely together now. Me and Andy's working great together. We have a great relationship from day one. I've always known Andy personally and did some commentating with him and asked for bits of advice even throughout my career when he was still boxing. And now to have this different kind of a bond added on to that, it's working great, you know what I mean? And it's all about now, as you said, still on for December 5th over in California and getting a good victory, a good performance, and now in December, and then pushing on and pushing for that world title again in 2020.
Cheers, Jason. We're all looking forward to it and looking forward to this weekend as well. Thanks very much for taking the call.
Nice one, lads. Cheers for having me.